From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
I'm Dawn Marks.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And we're joined today by Lee Fairchild, who I'm going to go ahead and dub Frisbee Dog King of the World. Lee's going to talk to us about a big event that we got coming up this weekend. But before we get to that, Brian, you have some pet news for us.
I do. I have one story, and then I think you have another one.
I do.
We're going to start out with another competition that Lee's super talented dog is not allowed in. In New Zealand, there is a little animal place just outside of Auckland that is hosting the first ever penguathlon.
What?
They have a colony of 80 penguins. And they are having five events for those penguins.
Do the penguins even know?
Football,
they don't know.
Frisbee, surfing, swing ball, and waddle races.
And, waddle races.
Yes. Apparently these derive from the enrichment activities that they have for the birds. And so they do some of these games and stuff to keep the birds interested and what have you. But also that it's really entertaining for guests, obviously. So visitors can take part in their own special penguin-inspired games. With children donning their own giant penguin feet to compete in waddle races. So you can take your kids there and then they can waddle. They can try to out-waddle each other.
I am going
to anybody wanting to go, this is at the Kelly Tarleton Arctic Encounter. And it's just outside of Auckland. And it sounds
right
wonderful.
Now.
We know we do love penguins at the on the pet show.
It's true.
We all, I think, consider penguins up there in our favorite animals.
So. I am going to post a penguin blog this afternoon with lots of pictures. I have a pet story today for news, because I heard this story in NPR and I could not stop laughing. So I think I've laughed about it enough that I can get through
it
without, I think. Okay. There is a sulfur crested cockatoo named Snowball that proves that certain animals can dance. How did Snowball prove this? Because he dances to the Backstreet Boys on YouTube and... Backstreet.
Well, who can resist?
All right. He headbangs and he high kicks and everything. It's hilarious.
I've seen the video. It's pretty hilarious.
Well, okay, so this video, some scientists ran across the video and were like, first of all, this is the greatest video ever. And so they were wondering, you know, does this mean that because he's right in time with the whole song and he has like a little routine, like he has headbangs and kicks and stuff in
at
time.
At a certain point.
Yeah, at a certain point in the music. And so to figure out whether he was actually dancing or if he just was bouncing around, they slowed down the beat and then they sped it up really fast. Yes, it's like really slow, and so he goes like really, it's like slow motion high kicks and like slow motion headbanging. And then the fast one is the scientists discovered that he didn't have time for all of his moves, you know, so that he wouldn't be able to kick as high. He had to alter his routine and drop some of the kicks. And
any good dancer knows how to improvise.
Yeah. See, so he was shaking it. So then this caused a pursuit of what other animals can dance, and they searched like 30,000. Wait, let's see. Yeah, they searched thousands of videos online and only found 33 that showed creatures moving with the beat. And that's 14 species of parrots and one elephant. One talented elephant.
Of course, we're going to have to post that video on our blog. So.
Yeah, the video that we're going to post is from NPR that shows like the videos that have him going slow and fast. Mm-hmm. And also has a clip of Napoleon Dynamite, which you can't resist, and Boris Yeltsin. It's all in the video. So we'll put that online. But it is great. So Snowball, the cockatoo, is more talented than I am at dancing. All right, so excellent
and
pet news today.
Big fan of the Backstreet Boys.
it's awesome. Okay, so moving on, Lee, we got the Spring Fling coming up. Tell us about what's happening this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday at Washington High School in Washington, Oklahoma, which I know that sounds kind of foreign from everybody around here, but that's actually just south and west of Norman, about 8 miles or so. At the high school on Saturday, we're going to have an annual competition we just started last year called Spring Fling Frisbee Competition. And we'll have a lot of people that play with their dogs coming up from Texas and all over Oklahoma. And we'll have novice toss and catch, basically what you do in your backyard. We'll have advanced toss and catch, which is almost like it'll be some pro frisbee dog players there. And then we'll have freestyle. And that's where you do up to 2 minutes worth of tricks with your dog, all the high-flying vaults. And various weaves and tricks like that that you see on TV, like ESPN sometimes when they put the competitions there.
Now, how do you train your dog to do this? Because I would think that teaching your dog to, like, it, like, ricochets off of your body and stuff. Like, there's all, seems like easily getting kicked in the face.
You definitely got to wear some protection.
Yeah.
You got to put on about a 3mm neoprene vest so the dog doesn't hurt you. And then we have a club called OK Paws Canine Sports Club here in Oklahoma. Uh-huh. You get in the club and you come out and you practice with us. And basically some of the better breeds are, of course, like herding breeds and retrieving breeds. But a lot of dogs that you wouldn't ever think, just mixed breed dogs, if they love to play fetch with a ball, they usually can transfer that to a frisbee.
You could have Huey ricocheting off your head.
I've considered doing the frisbee thing because he can jump like a mile. But I don't know. It could be dangerous.
So so the event is it a qualifier for...
No, actually, this is just a one that we just started having. Mm-hmm. We're not affiliated with any of the major competitive frisbee dog events. And the reason why we do that way we make our own little rules up and stuff. And that makes it kind of cool. But and we've got quite a following. We've got several people from Texas been coming up to it that really love it. And so it's at 10 a.m. at Washington. And everything from novice, and it's free to come watch. Anybody that even can throw a frisbee through their dog or a dog and catch it can be competitive in the novice division.
So not my dogs.
Total newcomers.
They cannot come. But you yourself are quite accomplished, and you're going on to the world championship, right?
Yes. This year I had a very good day at the regionals.
Yeah?
It was a very windy day, kind of like today in Oklahoma. And I got lucky and won the micro dog division, was second in open expert, and also second in distance accuracy with two different dogs. So I get to go to the world championship and compete 2 days. So I've got a legitimate shot at least being in the top three in the micro dog division at the world championships. This is my best shot ever at winning a championship this year.
Did dogs know the difference between your backyard versus world competition?
They love to play regardless, but some dogs do. Some dogs love that crowd and that energy of the crowd and people clapping. They're just like people. I think, you know, some people, they care less whether they're playing basketball in their backyard or playing in front of a crowd.
Right.
And some people really like that crowd. Some dogs are like that.
Yeah. Now, you're also involved with another canine organization, right?
Yes. We have a program called Friends for Folks Down to Prison. And basically what it is, we get dogs from Second Chance or the dog pounds. And I've worked with inmates and trained the inmates how to train dogs. And actually, some of the inmates have gotten to be pretty accomplished dog trainers in the process. And we train those dogs, and we give them free of charge to people within the state of elderly people, mainly within the state of Oklahoma, as companion animals. So if you know of anybody, an elderly person wanting a well-trained companion animal, Lexington, can I get the number out?
Yeah, please.
It's 405-527-5676. And just ask for me, Lee Fairchild, and I can hook you up. We also do a program with therapeutics.org. We've trained a couple of their dogs that go on to become seeing eye dogs and service dogs throughout the state.
What's the difference between training a dog to catch a frisbee versus training a dog to be a companion animal?
Well, training a dog to be companion animals, just a lot more serious things. We do a lot of walking around the track with them, teaching them to heel close, sit, stay, lay down on a towel or a rug for up to 30 minutes. Like if a family's eating or somebody comes over and knocks at the door.
Oh,
I'm sure everybody's had dogs that'll run and greet the visitor and knock them over.
Yeah.
Well, we teach our dogs to lay down on a rug or a towel for up to 30 minutes at a time. Versus the frisbee dog stuff, even though we do teach them basic obedience, we like a dog that likes to play, and we like a dog that jumps off of us and does the high-flying vaults.
Right. Much different than laying on a rug.
Michael Jordan of dogs is what we're looking for.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Lee, for that information. Dawn, you have some tips for us today?
I do. We have all seen the stories and heard the news about the swine flu.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, and so the ASPCA has put out a little bit of advice for folks about that, and it appears to be a low risk for infecting cats and dogs, but they're recommending that if you have pet pigs to keep them away from the public because then the pigs could become infected or pass along. But there are, apparently there's a vaccine that
for pigs?
Pigs can get.
Aww.
So if you have a potbelly pig.
For the flu shot.
ASPCA is recommending, you know, seeing your veterinarian and getting a flu shot.
There you have it.
So, yes.
Now, this is a different shot than humans would get.
Right? I think so.
Did elderly pigs get to go first?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well, excellent.
So keep them away from the public and look into vaccines. And if you notice your cat or dog not feeling well, mm-hmm. go ahead and take them on in, too. It appears that they're low risk of getting infected, but it never hurts to...
Yeah,
take them in if they're acting sick.
Very good. So, thank you, Don.
Keep them away from pigs.
Yes, yeah. Keep them away. Not just the public, but also animals.
Very good. Well, thank you, Don. And thank you, Lee, for coming in today.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. And go out and take care of your pets.